Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second, the left fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Krahosky. Batting fifth, the catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Stubby Overmyer. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second, the center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third, the right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jerry Snyder. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Randy Gumpert. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera bunts towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Dick Krahosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. Jensen moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gil Cohn now playing left field. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Overmeyer reaches second base with a double. Dyke moves to third. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Yost reaches second base with a double. Gumpert goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Senators. Dave Madison now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Busby, who is chasing the ball. Courtney reaches third base with a triple. Krahoski goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Senators. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gumpert, and towards Snyder, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 4-2, Senators. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Jerry Snyder. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0-for-1 in the game. Grasso hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gumpert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing second base. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dyke is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-1 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison bunts in front of the plate. Grasso fields it and throws to first for the out. Marion moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marion moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby bunts towards the mound. Madison fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. Yost moves to third. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Courtney goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Senators. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0-for-2 in the game. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dave Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison is 0-for-0 in the game. Madison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gumpert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarilla throws the ball into Marion, who tags Jensen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Yost moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krahoski is hit by the pitch. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Zarilla reaches second base with a double. There goes Krahoski trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cone bunts in front of the plate. Courtney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels bunts towards the mound. Madison fields it and throws to first for the out. Cone moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing, who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Cone scores. It's 5-3, Senators. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0-for-3 in the game. Grasso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Baker moves to second. It's 6-3, Senators. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gumpert strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to third. Grasso moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dyke is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Byrne pinch hits for Marty Marion. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden pinch hits for Dave Madison. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Paulette pinch runs for Gene Bearden. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paulette moves to second. Lou Sleater now pitching. Les Moss pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Paulette moves to third. Young moves to second. Bob Kane pinch runs for Les Moss. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Jim Delsing. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cone. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Paulette scores. Young scores. Kane moves to third. It's 6-5, Senators. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Krahoski is walked intentionally. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Niemann now playing right field. Cass Michaels now playing third base. Al Zarrilla now playing center field. Joe DeMaestri, now playing shortstop. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cohn moves to second. Satchel Paige now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Cohn moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Gordon Goldsberry pinch hits for Jim Dyke. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Johnson pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.